Issues Etc. regular guest Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer is the author of our book of the month for October, Reading Isaiah with Luther. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Learn how the conscience is a gift from God and how only through Christ can you receive a clean conscience in Reading Isaiah with Luther, the Issues Etc. book of the month, Reading Isaiah with Luther. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We have come to the end of a broadcast week, and that means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. What we've been doing through this last week, among many other things, is as we're having conversations with our excellent guests, listening to their answers. And as we listen, we are listening for that soundbite. We don't always find one with every guest, but you'd be surprised how many times at the end of the broadcast week, we have to whittle down not from just four that we were scrounging for, but from even more that could all be great soundbites. This week, we have four excellent soundbites to play for you from a variety of guests on a variety of topics. We're going to play them for you, and all we ask you to do is listen, and then pick up the phone and give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can also vote via email right here in the studio. That's where we get it in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or you can go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. We've left space for you to do so. Just look for the picture of the four soundbite personalities, and that's facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We will give away the LPR bundle package. That includes a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Cruesom, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. And it goes only to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Holly Shear. Here she is responding to the idea that keeping abortion legal keeps women safe.
This is the worst lie. We are fed this terrible spiel that Roe v. Wade keeps women safe. And that's why we need to keep this decision legal, right? Because it keeps abortion in the light of day instead of the back alley, regulated, licensed, inspected. Well, you know, Gosnell happened with a medical doctor, an MD, in a legal clinic for decades. He operated in the bounds of a community's legal structure, and everyone turned their back. They turned away. They let this happen. Mothers died. Babies born alive died with scissors taken to their neck. Terrible things happened legally in the light of day. Roe v. Wade did not protect these people. Having this legal is not protecting anyone. It is a lie. We will never have an exact number of how many people died in this clinic, and that is something that should really kind of keep everyone awake at night. This didn't keep mothers safe. This is an awful lie. These mothers suffered, and they suffered in filthy conditions, all in the name of choice, and their babies suffered too.
That's soundbite number one, Holly Shear, on keeping abortion legal keeps women safe. If you'd like to vote for that one, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Russell Dawn. We are doing a series with him on the U.S. Constitution. Here he is talking about Madison's ideas that influence the Constitution and the Constitution's genius.
He takes for granted that we are not angels. He said, if men were angels, we would need no government. And if government were peopled by angels, if you will, if angels governed men, then we would not need checks and balances. But as it is, neither of those things is the case. We have people governing people, and therefore we need some way of limiting power. So how is that going to happen? Well, we have to give people, those who are in power, so the president, the various members of Congress, and the judiciary, we have to give them both the incentives and the constitutional means to protect their own turf, if you will, and to prevent any other part of government from infringing on their turf. So he took for granted that we are not angels. And he said, so what is our nature? Well, our nature is to seek power. And this is attested to in every period of history and in every place in history. Our nature is to seek power. Well, we need to have these power seekers using their ambition against other power seekers' ambition as they protect their own turf. And this is what makes our government a self-limiting government. And it really is the genius of it. Rather than thinking, well, if we put the right system in place, all of our goodness will come out and we will be able to live in perfect harmony because we've been freed to do all of our goodness. No, it's using the fact of our evil ambition in a way to limit other people's evil ambition.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Russell Dawn on the genius of the Constitution and James Madison's ideas. If you'd like to vote for that one, you can give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesztc. Send us an email, talkback@issuesztc.org, or vote via Twitter @issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from Terry Mattingly. Here he is explaining or trying to explain why the media has been so incurious and failing to explain evangelical Trump support.
They're mad and they have to have someone to blame. And this is the polling and statistical equivalent of the handmaid's costumes that show up at every single event that has anything to do with women, abortion, family life, or whatever. It's turned into a club with which to beat up the people that they blame the most for giving them Donald Trump, even if that doesn't explain who helped him win the states that actually put him in the White House. It's anger, I think, is the key.
That's Terry Mattingly with soundbite number three, the media's failure to explain evangelical Trump support. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address @issuesetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're going to play soundbite number four. Then we're going to take a break. Then we're going to start taking your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and your votes at our Facebook fan page. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Peter Bender. He's talking here about Jesus, the man of faith.
Jesus is the one who fulfills the law for us. He's the one who feared and loved and trusted in his Father above all things. He is the man of faith. He lives from the Word of God alone, and we certainly see that in the temptation of our Lord. He's the man of faith that entrusts himself to God in life and in death. I do not receive my daily bread from you, Satan, nor do I receive it from myself. And he says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So you see there in Jesus, his stalwart faith in his Father, even if it meant he was doing without daily bread, and he was. So also here, when he says to the devil, you shall not tempt the Lord your God, he is speaking that about himself as the Son of Man who will not put the Father to the test. The man of faith, our Lord Jesus, will not let himself be torn from the worship of the only true God, but he will suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from him. Jesus remains steadfast throughout the temptation, which is not just that event, but throughout his entire ministry, Satan is tempting him to turn away from faith in his Father above all things. And throughout it all, Jesus holds fast to the Father's word for us and for our salvation.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender on Jesus, the man of faith. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. Your votes will decide which one will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first, and we'll take your votes right after this. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell.
We would like to overlook the difficulty of daily repentance and death to our sins in the interest of progressing to a more advanced spirituality.
Rebecca Curtis from her new audiobook, Ladylike, Living Biblically.
Somehow, spiritual advancement always amounts to our getting to spend more time on the things we like and calling it stewardship or service.
You can purchase and download an audio version of Ladylike, Living Biblically at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. Ladylike, Living Biblically by Rebecca Curtis and Rose Adel.
Western civilization, infant baptism, transgenderism, a legal case for the resurrection, the First Amendment, revisionist history. Your favorite guests will address these topics at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 9th and 10th in Dallas. Learn more at issuesetc.org. Making the Case, November 9th and 10th in Dallas. Dallas Days, Fort
Worth Nights. Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Here in the last 15 minutes of the program, we're taking your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have played the four soundbites. Soundbite number one from Holly Shear, responding to the idea that keeping abortion legal keeps women safe. Soundbite number two, Dr. Russell Dawn on the genius of the Constitution. Soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly on the media's failure to explain evangelical Trump support. And soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender on Jesus, the man of faith. You vote by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to Columbus, Ohio, where Tanya is listening. Hi, Tanya.
Hello, Pastor Wilkin. I vote for number one, Holly Shear. She makes a very good point that just because something is legal doesn't make it right. In the Old Testament, people sacrificed their children to Molech. That wasn't right then. And now we have people sacrificing their children to the god of convenience, and it's every bit as wrong as sacrifices to Molech were in the Old Testament.
Tanya, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Columbus. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Karen listens in California. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Todd. I wanted to vote for number four, Pastor Peter Bender. Jesus filled the law for us and will not let himself be put to the test. He mentioned that. And Reformation's coming. Everything, our faith and our life depends on Jesus. And since Reformation's coming, it's still all about him and what he has done for us. So that's what I'm voting for.
Thanks, Karen. Thank you very much for your vote. A vote for soundbite number four. Joe in Burwell, Nebraska says, Jeff and Todd, you guys have such a rich pool to draw from these. And any of these make excellent choices. I have to pick Holly Shear, however. All of these topics are excellent, but with the intentional blindness of our culture to abortion, her words need to be heard. Kyrie eleison. Joe, thank you very much for listening in Nebraska. Janelle listens in Toms River, New Jersey. Janelle says, Holly Shear, that soundbite number one, thank you for sharing your incredible voice, standing up for life for women and babies. Janelle, thanks for voting in New Jersey. Twyla is in Minnesota. She says, God's word in the flesh is the bread of life, so sweet as honey. That is a vote. I don't know which one that's a vote for. I'll let Jeff decide that. Nicola in Wisconsin says, I'm voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender and Jesus, the man of faith. Nicola says, before coming into the Lutheran church, I'd never thought of Jesus needing to have faith in his Father's word the way we do, and I'd never thought of his temptation as real temptation. His living a perfect life was presented as an easy thing, and we were to go and do likewise. Following Jesus meant to try to follow the law on my own, and it shouldn't really be that hard, they would say. It's such a comfort to know that Christ has been faithful for me, that he has kept the commandments for me, for my salvation. It's not my work. Nicola, thank you very much for your vote as well. Vanessa votes in Wyoming saying, absolutely, Holly Shear, soundbite number one. Her point is spot on about Roe v. Wade and the horrors of God's knell, and it's a point that must be heard. Richard says, my vote is for Holly Shear, as she pulled back the cover of this notion that making abortion legal has somehow made it safe when it has not. Richard, thanks for your vote. Bethany listens in Grand Rapids, Michigan, voting for soundbite number one, Holly Shear, for concisely debunking the lie that abortion is the pro-women position because it keeps women safe. The Gosnell case dramatically undermines this claim and shows that the true pro-woman position cannot pit the life of the child against the life of the mother. That's very good. Bethany, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Michigan. Lee says, I would normally vote for anything that is gospel, but as we are voting soon, I appreciate number three. Recently taught my class about fake news and the happy premise of number one, people want to believe. Happy premise number two, people believe what they want to believe. And happy premise number three is people want to be in the know. Amanda listens in Illinois. She's voting for soundbite number one, Holly Shear. I really admire her willingness to tackle tough issues. Thanks for your vote, Amanda. Chris listens in Houston, Texas. He's voting for soundbite number one as well. Holly Marie, hearing her discussion on the movie Gosnell made me want to see it. I was squeamish before. Thank you for the information. Robert listens in Taylor, Texas. He says, Terry Mattingly is one of my favorite guests, and once again, he does a wonderful job of pointing out the shortcomings of the media. 2016 was such a bizarre election where a lot of traditional norms went out of the window, and we found ourselves in a political reality that we hadn't seen before. However, the media seems more content to throw barbs and scream at the sky rather than actually reporting the news. And we need that to stop because a free, properly functioning press is of great importance to a free society. You're quite right there. And thanks for listening in Texas, Robert. Genevieve in Elizabeth, Colorado says, Holly Shear, more people need to know that doctors have the right to murder. No one is safe, not even the mother. Nora Lee says, Pastor Peter Bender adds depth to the understanding that Jesus remained true to his faith in his Father, even though he completely understood the cost. Holly Shear's comment was also very important, especially given that so much is being done to prevent information on Gosnell and the movie from even being heard by the public. Anna listens in Montclair, California. She's voting for soundbite number one, Holly Shear. She is the brave voice we need to hear. And Alicia in Frankfort, Illinois says, she speaks on such an important topic that it's just destroying our nation's values and respect for women. She addresses these misconceptions about keeping women safe and isn't afraid to speak the truth. Rebecca in Oklahoma is voting for soundbite number one, Holly Shear as well. Her thorough coverage of the movie is much needed. Sarah listens in Colorado. Holly Shear, without a question, a riveting and compelling interview about a movie every American needs to see. According to your votes this Friday afternoon, soundbite of the week this week is soundbite number one, Holly Shear, responding to the idea that keeping abortion legal keeps women safe.
This is the worst lie. We are fed this terrible spiel that Roe v. Wade keeps women safe. And that's why we need to keep this decision legal, right? Because it keeps abortion in the light of day instead of the back alley, regulated, licensed, inspected. Well, you know, Gosnell happened with a medical doctor, an MD, in a legal clinic. For decades, he operated in the bounds of a community's legal structure, and everyone turned their back. They turned away. They let this happen. Mothers died. Babies born alive died with scissors taken to their neck. Terrible things happened legally in the light of day. Roe v. Wade did not protect these people. Having this legal is not protecting anyone. It is a lie. We will never have an exact number of how many people died in this clinic, and that is something that should really kind of keep everyone awake at night. This didn't keep mothers safe. This is an awful lie. These mothers suffered, and they suffered in filthy conditions, all in the name of choice, and their babies suffered too.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes. Soundbite number one, Holly Shear, responding to keeping abortion legal keeps women safe. The LPR bundle package goes to Tanya in Columbus, Ohio. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Confessional Lutherans are often accused of not caring about missions. Well, Luther Academy debunks this myth by equipping Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth. You can find out more about this confessionally Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com. Be sure to request their free online newsletter, lutheracademy.com. Next week, it's Issues Etc. Reformation Week. We'll spend the week talking with guests who have come to the Lutheran faith from Islam, Roman Catholicism, atheism, agnosticism, Calvinism, evangelicalism, and liberal Protestantism. All next week, it's Issues Etc. Reformation Week. Keeping abortion legal does not keep women safe, and it certainly does not keep their children safe. So maybe we should try a different way and not assume that women simply must have their abortions under any circumstances. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.